Track 55. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Oh, great. Sure. Can I try your mobile phone, please? That sounds so cool. That's amazing. I don't feel well. What do you think? Track 56. I'm going to read you a story about a rescue. Tarja was from Finland. She was a scientist. She worked in a science lab. One day, she worked late. Everyone went home. Tarja could not open the door. She did not feel well. There was no telephone in the science lab. There was a computer. She used the computer and wrote an email to ask for help. A boy in the USA read her email and told his mother. His mother spoke to the police. The police in the USA spoke to the police in Finland. The police in Finland rescued Tarja. Today we have mobile phones and can speak to police officers. They can come and rescue us. In the future, how will we get help? What do you think? Track 57.
1. How many countries are there in the story? 2. Who could not get out of the science lab? Why? 3. What was her job? 4. How did she get help? 5. Who helped her? How? 6. Who rescued her?
Track 58. 1. The scientist lived in the USA. 2. The scientist worked in a science lab. 3. Her name was Tarja. 4. Tarja went home with everyone. 5. Tarja wrote an email. 6. A girl in the USA helped her. Track 59.
Look at our tour for Ayin Kenya, Omar.
That looks great. We arrive at 8 o'clock, eat breakfast, and then see the plants.
Yes, I want to see the plants before the zebras. Then we are going to walk to the elephants. They are near the zebras.
Okay, and then meet Bilal and Ali at 12 o'clock. Who's going to make the picnic? Can we make the picnic?
Yes, sure. We're going to have our picnic near to the birds. I like looking at the ducks floating on the water.
Okay, and then we leave at 3 o'clock. We travel home by bus.
Great.
Listen and answer.
1. What are Ben and Omar going to do? 2. What will they do before they see the elephants? 3. When will they meet their friends? 4. Where will they have a picnic? 5. What time will they leave? 6. How will they travel home?